Hey guys, this is The Federalist. This is an intro warning to let you know that some parts of this conversation may contain vulgar conversations or topics, as well as cursing, and are not meant for all viewers or children. With that, if you're still planning on continuing to listen to this episode, I hope that you enjoy it. All right, guys, I'm here today with a guest. He was a former police officer, former military. And today I just wanted to kind of cover the protest by Trump supporters on Capitol Hill and kind of talk about some of the stuff with that. So to kick off, what do you think were some of the things that led up to this and caused this?
I think there's two very polar opposite sides of our country. There's, you know, let's just call them the right and the left. And when you're talking about the right and left, I'm not talking about the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, because that's not the right and the left. The right and the left are the extreme fringes of both, and then there's all the rest of us in the middle. So you've got the extreme right wing, you know, the neocons that are all about the industrial complex, the military-industrial complex, and you've got the way crazy left socialists, you know, that they're borderline communists. So these two very polarized sides of the country, and then you've got all these other people in the middle. You know, you've got the conservatives, you've got the liberals, and everybody keeps talking about the crazy liberals. These crazy liberals, they're not crazy liberals. They're leftists. Liberals and conservatives really aren't that far apart. Republicans and Democrats really aren't that far apart in their ideology. Both Republicans and Democrats love America.
Yeah.
Crazy leftists do not love America. They hate America. They attack our way of life, our actual being. So what do I think caused this? I think what caused this was twofold. And I can't remember who said it, very, very wise person, obviously, that said, the only thing evil needs to succeed is for good men to do nothing. And I think that's what's caused this. Because good men have sat by why our country has been turned upside down. And now black is white, white is black, right is wrong, lies are truth, and truth are lies. It's all backwards. It's like, you know, when you were a kid and you used to be like, oh, it's opposite day. Eh, you know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But now many people have said, what would life be like if you let all the insane people out of the insane asylums and locked up all the same people? Well, it'd be called 2020.
Yeah. So, one of the other things, a couple of reasons why some people that I know have said that this all happened was because Pence had said that Trump won and that he was pretty much, or not the Trump, that Biden won. And that he was pretty much done, for lack of better terms.
I don't know that it's that cut and dried. I mean, obviously, they broke up. They're not dating anymore because, you know, Pence unfollowed Trump on Twitter. I mean, not that that matters in life, but whatever. I think there's a lot of stuff that people don't know. Because I can't tell you what Trump said to Pence. I can't tell you what Pence said to Trump, because I wasn't there.
Right.
And neither can the news media.
Right.
Because they weren't there. So you've got this massive amount of sheeple that have no forethought and have no inclination to be able to make up their own mind or use their brain.
Yeah.
So they count on the media to lead them around.
Right.
And the media is extremely biased. And this isn't, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, you know, it makes no difference to me because I'm neither. But the media is beyond liberal. They are extremely biased. It is all left-wing craziness. When you've got people throwing Molotov cocktails at cops, that is not a peaceful protest.
Right.
You know, because I can tell you, if you threw a Molotov cocktail at me and I shot you in the face, they would say that you were just being a peaceful protester and I'm the bad guy. I should go to jail for murder.
Right.
So, again, lies become truth. Truth becomes lies. You know, you've got judges that and prosecutors that are letting the cops arrest them. And then they let him go because they say, yeah, you didn't do anything wrong. But then you've got this kid in Kenosha. And again, I'm not saying whether he was right or wrong.
Right.
Because I don't have all the information. From the information I do see, I think the kid was defending himself.
Yeah.
Should he have been there at all? No. But neither should everybody else.
Yeah.
Is it a tragic event that anybody lost their life? Most definitely. But from what I can see, from the information I've been provided, it looks like the kid was defending himself, but yet they want to crucify him and put him in jail.
Right.
And the lawyers that were holding their guns and stuff tell me, you know, from the information that I can see, number one, they're not familiar with guns whatsoever.
Right.
Because they're pretty much holding them wrong. And two, they were well within their rights to defend themselves and their property. So, I mean, you have to understand the law and understand, you know, what's called the Castle Doctrine. And there's a lot of states that have it. There's other states that don't. But basically it consists of my home is my castle. I can protect it as if I'm protecting my life. So read, you know, read that and you can make your own determination. But at the end of the day, I don't see where these people that they're trying to crucify by the letter of the law, whether I agree or disagree makes no difference whatsoever.
Right.
By the letter of the law, whether or not they've done something illegal. That said, I think it's wrongful prosecution, and today we have no accountability for our actions.
Right.
So you've got prosecutors, judges, politicians following a whole different set of rules and then imposing the harshest punishment and the harshest if someone that doesn't agree with their ideology breaks the rules.
Right.
So that's selective enforcement. That will not stand. I mean, it's not what our country is about. Is there racism alive in our country today? Yes. Are there white people who do not like black people simply because they're black? Sure. Are there black people who don't like white people just because they're white? Sure. Do I think either one of them are right? No. But point being, you talk about equality, but they're not asking for equality. They're asking for the pendulum to swing the other way.
Right.
They want white people in chains, you know, versus, you know, black people in chains. And you know what? It was wrong. You know, slavery was wrong, but that's the way it was back then. That was acceptable. Like, they keep talking about the new norm. Well, that was normal back then. So when you say George Washington owned slaves, or Ben Franklin owned slaves, or Christopher Columbus owned slaves, duh, everybody owned slaves.
Right.
Not saying it was right, but right. Just saying that was the mentality at the time, that was okay. And the fact of the matter is, it was okay not just in America, but it was okay in Africa. Africa is actually the people that enslaved their people and
right.
sold them to America.
Right.
So again, not saying any of that was right. You know, obviously, I don't believe that was right. Whether you or anybody else believes, that's your own personal opinion. I don't believe that was right. I don't think that, you know, a dog deserves to be beat, let alone a human being.
Right.
or that any man should own another man. But yet here we are in today's society, and we're all slaves. That thing you're recording this on right there, is it? I mean, it's a smartphone. It makes us all dumb.
Right.
We're all slaves to it.
Yeah. And I think that kind of goes in with kind of one of the other topics that I wanted to cover roughly of kind of how you had said that you went over their peaceful protests, and I wanted to cover like ours was I keep saying ours. I suppose it's probably not the most professional thing to do, but the Republican protest at Capitol Hill was a peaceful protest, for quote unquote.
Well, yes, a good portion of it was. There's been some talk prior to the rally and after the rally that some of the protesters that may have infiltrated the peaceful protesters were Antifa. Again, I don't know. There's, you know, there was some intel floating around about that. What I can tell you is a million plus people, I think is what they said, were up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. And with that many people and no violence, except for some guys and girls broke in through a window and then went in to the chambers. I mean, I got to ask, I mean, being a cop, I got to ask, like, all right, where were the cops during all this?
Right.
How did they get close enough to the building to break out a window, jump in the window, and more importantly, wouldn't you have a window that's that low and has access to what should be one of the most secure places on the planet?
Right.
Wouldn't you maybe put some bars or at least some mesh glass that would, you know, some metal in it or something? I mean, and wouldn't you have at the very least roving patrols, if not, you know, wouldn't you have cameras on the, I mean, I cannot believe that the Capitol got caught with their pants down. There's something wrong here. Either they're understaffed, you know, somebody had some inside intel, somebody wasn't doing their job, they weren't where they were supposed to be, or they didn't know what their job was. I can't fathom how that could have happened.
Right, and you had said previously that the one of the chiefs of security was working from home that day.
I heard that, you know, that's the way it was, which didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Which, I mean, kind of off topic, but how can you be a chief of security and actually work from home? I'm a security guard. I'm working from home today. I don't understand that one. But
I think probably the, you know, a chief of security would be somebody that would more do the planning of something like this. But you'd think you'd have all hands on deck,
right?
I don't know, but apparently not. And do I know? I don't know what happened with the shooting. Apparently, this girl was ex-Air Force that died.
You said she was ex-Air Force?
Former Air Force, yeah.
I heard she was 16 years old.
No.
No, okay.
No, I don't think she was that young. I think she was former Air Force. And seemed like a normal enough looking girl, but didn't really seem... I don't know, and I'm not being arrogant or trying to be demeaning to her. I kind of think I could kick her ass. I mean, so I wouldn't have felt a need to shoot her in the throat.
Right.
As an officer, you know, we're taught to defend ourselves. We're taught when to shoot, when not to shoot. You know, we go through a lot of training, and if a little girl like that's going to subdue me, that, you know, then maybe I picked the wrong profession.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe there's, you know, a missed calling there. I could, like, be a waiter at Red Lobster or something.
Right. And that kind of goes with one of my other questions of what was your opinion on the force used during the protest? Do you think it might have gone a little too far? Do you think they were just doing their jobs?
I think that as a police officer, you have a millisecond to make a decision on what amount of force to use, and everybody else has 100 years to tear it apart.
Right.
That said, and I'm not, you know, speaking to any particular department or any particular officer at, you know, the Capitol Police or, you know, Metro, but there were several videos I saw, and when you just get a second clip, you don't get the full idea of what was going on.
Right, and especially with media today.
Right, but I see officers, you know, people are walking away from them, and they're smacking them with sticks. And they're running from them. It's not like... So when I see that, I'm like, all right, well, if there were some sort of altercation, like if I went up and I jumped a cop and I took off running and he, you know, he's coming to get me, all right, I can kind of see that. But these people are literally just walking like they're walking away. And you got cops smacking them with billy clubs. I'm like, whoa, whoa. And they're yelling, move. And I'm like, that's just unacceptable. I'm sorry. if I'm down there, you're smacking me with a billy club as I'm walking away, I'm going to take that thing and shove it someplace where the sun don't shine. And I'm going to get my ass kicked by about 30 cops while I do it. But that's not okay. It's I've often said... It is not okay for all these crazy people to be putting a target on cops and saying, let's go shoot cops. That's not okay.
Right.
But it's not okay for cops just run around and shoot people, you know, willy-nilly either.
Right.
The fact of the matter is we need to bring some sanity back to this. You know, I think where we screwed up, you know, and this is my personal belief, and I'm sorry to anybody who I may offend with this, but I don't care because I'm American. We took God out of everything. Can't pray in school, can't do this, can't do that. I mean, when we built this country, we built it on Christian values, guns, alcohol, and hunting and fishing. And our ancestors were badasses.
Right.
I mean, we're all wussies. I mean, compared to the stuff they had to do, you know, they settled this land, and you know, you want to talk about oppressed, you know, stole all the Indians' land and then put them on something about the size of a postage stamp.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, those guys were tough, and they knew what tough was. Nowadays, people think life is tough. Well, I got news for you. If you ate today, life ain't that bad.
Right. Life's tough because someone couldn't get their coffee cup from Starbucks when they wanted it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, life's tough because, you know, you only got 1,000 likes on your social media post instead of 6,000. Whatever. I mean, to me, I don't know. I mean, you always tend to dust off the past and make it sound better than it really was. Right. But, I mean, when I was growing up, we had morals. We didn't beat our chests. We did great shit. I mean, we made the Empire State Building. We made the, you know, I can't think of the name of the show. It's, but I can't think of the name of the actor either. But the guy talks about, it's a little girl, sorority girl, says to him, you know, I want to know, you know, name the two things that make America great or something like that. What makes America the greatest country? And, you know, one guy's like, freedom. Let's keep it that way, you know. And this one guy that's supposed to be in the show, a journalist, and he's been dodging questions and trying to stay out of it. And finally, the narrator of it's saying, no, I'm going to hold you to an answer. I want an answer. They say, you want an answer? It's not.
Right.
America is not the greatest nation in the world. you know, and you want to talk about freedom and freedom. There's like, you know, there's 180 countries, and half of them are free. Canada's got freedom. Japan's right. got freedom. Shit, everybody's got freedom. You know, not everybody, but I mean all of them. You know, we're like, you know, median household income, we're like fifth in the world, we're this, we're that. And he goes, math scores, blah, blah. He goes down this whole list of stuff. And he's like, and he goes, so, you know, sorority girl, he says, you know, you have to excuse me. So when you ask me what makes America the greatest nation in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, because at the end of the day, it's not. But it used to be.
Right.
And it did, because, I mean, the men that built this country, men and women, I'm sorry, that built this country, and that they weren't white men and white women. They were men and women.
Right.
They were white, they were black, they were Chinese, they were Puerto Rican, they were all sorts of immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, from every nationality that built this country, and they built it with their hard work, sweat, and tears.
Right.
And they went to work, and they worked hard, and they didn't get paid that much, and they made a good living, and they took care of their children, and they had two or three children, and they took care of every one of them, and they didn't expect anybody else to take care of them, and they didn't believe that the government, you know, should raise you from cradle to grave.
Right.
You know, and when people talk about the, you know, I gotta get me some of that government money. You what? Government doesn't have any money.
Right.
It's not the government's money. It's we the people's money. We the taxpayers. It's yeah. our money. We have elected officials that we supposedly, at least used to, elect.
Right.
And they would do our bidding. They would, I mean, it was an honor
right.
to be, you know, a state senator, or, you know, I mean, you were humbled at the fact that people voted for you for that. And you wanted to do a good job.
Right, and actually represent the people the way that they wanted to be represented.
Right, and I, you know what, I can't speak for any of the representatives or anything like that. I've got several friends who are representatives and senators, you know that. But I think, honestly, with the way the political game is today, it is very cutthroat, it is very corrupt. And even if you're a good person going in and you think, hey, I'm going to make a difference and I'm going to get up there and I'm going to serve the people and do what I'm supposed to do, I think you get sucked in where you finally just spend most of your time trying to keep your job.
Right.
And I think...
Or your life.
Yeah. I keep thinking that if you were put together the one thing that could fix that piece of it, you put in term limits.
Right. Yeah.
You put in...
Which we've talked about before.
You've got people that have been in there for, you know, 40 years and done absolutely nothing. They're useless. They're playing the political game at this point.
Right.
Now, they're all millionaires by now. And then, to boot, when they retire, we take care of them until they die.
Yep.
Because they get their salary. They get a pension.
Yep.
I think you should go in there just like president or something else. You know, you go in there for your 4 years and you get money in your 401k and you shouldn't be able to write a law that you don't have to follow yourself.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Solve a lot of problems. I think one of the biggest problems, and this is going to sound harsh, but I don't care because I'm American. We started making laws to protect stupid people from doing stupid shit and dying.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have done that, we'd have less stupid people that the media could sheeple around, and this wouldn't be a problem. If we kept the things, some of the laws that we had passed way back when, and we didn't let them write these laws out of existence, and we didn't let Congress write their own... raises
and right.
write these laws that are, you know, 3,000 pages long. You write it, you submit it, and then you tell them, oh, by the way, we're voting on this weekend. You're like, whoa, hey, man. This
right.
is like War and Peace. You want me to read this?
Right, which kind of goes in with the stimulus checks that everyone keeps wondering why these stimulus checks aren't getting passed. And it's like, oh, well, it's because they're horrible people. They don't want to help anyone. And then you look at that there's stuff that they're throwing inside of that.
Yeah.
that they're trying to rewrite stuff and change the country.
Well, and this is...
Which, I mean,
way, yeah, way out of scope of this conversation.
Right.
But the way things work in the government and the way the bills are made and passed and everything, you ought to do a seminar or you ought to do a talk on that. It talks about how a bill is made and how it's passed and, you know, how it gets walked through all the different things.
Yeah.
And there's certain things they can and cannot do because there are laws. It's like Senator Byrd, and not Larry Byrd, he was the basketball player, Byrd, Senator Byrd from West Virginia. It's called the Byrd Amendment or something like that, but he basically made it so they can't attach things that don't have to do with financial stuff to financial stuff. I can't remember exactly how it is, but you'd have to look it up. But they'll throw whatever random crap they want in there.
Right.
Because they're like, well, look, if you want your people to get $1,000, then you're going to have to give the Kennedy Center, you know, $2.8 million. And it's things like that. Quite honestly, I don't want your $1,200. I don't want your $600. You know what? If it's $2,000, take my $2,600 and pay for attorneys or prosecutors to prosecute all these politicians that have been derelict in their duties and have screwed the American people for the last 70-some years.
Right.
Take my money and go do that.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got a lot of Trump supporters, and it's not that I'm anti-Trump by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's a lot of stuff that he did that was good. I think one of the things that he probably could have done is, you know, toned it down a bit, but that's why people love Trump, because he's just like, you know, I'm me and screw you. But I think there's a lot of good stuff he did. I think there's a lot of bad stuff he did. I think there's a lot of good stuff, you know, other presidents have done and bad stuff they've done. And I think there's some of them that should just be in prison.
Right. We've talked about it previously on this channel. Yeah.
And that's on right and the left.
Right.
There's several of them. They should just be in prison.
Right.
With no chance of parole. And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to this election, they've already shown there's evidence of fraud. Who it was perpetrated by, I don't know. But my problem is this. Nobody will go to jail for it.
Yep.
Nobody will become accountable for their actions. It's all going to get swept under the rug.
Yeah, it's not going to exist.
And everybody's just going to be like, oh, well, they said it didn't happen.
Well, furthermore, I mean, history is written by the ones who win.
Well, yeah.
They're going to spin it around that the Republicans caused this.
Oh, it's going to be that... Trump had some secret army that tried to storm the Capitol, and the Capitol Police are heroes because, you know, they squashed the military, they squashed the coup. It's like, yeah, that's not what happened.
Right.
It's like, I mean, the media is already running that narrative right now.
Right, exactly. And that runs right into our next segment that I wanted to cover of how the media is covering this.
Defund the media. I think it's a great idea.
Right. Which we've had conversations about that. I mean, even Fox News, which was, for years, it was a very conservative republic channel, is even coming out, and they're calling...
Fox Times, they seem pretty middle of the road right now. They lean right, but they just kind of report it. And you know, back... Yeah, you get the 60s and 70s, and I know you weren't even a sperm back then, but I mean, you get back then, and you had... real journalists that they asked the hard questions and they kept the government in check and they reported the facts. They were like police officers back then, just the facts.
Right.
You know, there's always three sides to a story. There's his side, her side, and the truth. And you're trying to get the one in the middle. You're trying to get the truth. So you take his side, you take her side, you mesh them together. You're like, this much matches. Okay, this is the truth.
Right.
And that's what you need to do, and journalists used to do that. Now, they just run off of whatever narrative that the, you know, big tech media companies tell them. And as far as Google and Twitter and all these social media platforms and stuff, they only censor and they lean way left. And people are just, I don't know, they always feel powerless. And I'm like, you're not powerless. If you don't like what Facebook is doing, turn it off.
Right. I have many friends and delete family, including me, that don't have Facebook.
Yeah. Delete your account. Delete your account. And when they go, oh, well, I like Facebook. Well, then you want, go to something else like Facebook.
Right. And I forget the name of it, but they have something that a Republican conservative group has made to try to take over the role of Facebook.
Yeah, but Parler is not like Facebook.
Parler. Yeah, that's what it was.
Parler is like Twitter.
All right.
But thing is, and if you're a tech guru type of guy, then make something like Facebook. And people will come to it. You know, if you don't like Twitter, then go to Parler. If you, I mean, start to vote with your dollars.
Right.
You know, when you've got, what's the coffee shop everybody likes that has terrible coffee?
Starbucks.
Thank you, Starbucks. They bought like 250,000 Black Lives Matter t-shirts and then made their employees wear them.
Right.
Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm the furthest from what you call racist. But it goes like this. Lives matter. If you have to put something in front of that, you're the fucking racist.
You know what's even better about that statement?
What?
Is that the Black Lives Matter group and other racial integrity groups, for lack of better terms on that, have said, they've come out and said and stated that if you make that statement alone is racist. That the statement of saying all lives matter, or saying that if you have to put something in front of it, if you say either of those, you're racist.
Well, that's just because they've changed the definition of racism and racist. Do you know what a true definition of racist is?
I believe you've told me.
Yes. Somebody who disagrees with, you know, the liberals or the crazy left. How bad is it when you have devalued a word so much that being called a racist is like being called peanut butter? Like,
right.
It just doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like, well, you don't like coffee? Well, you're a racist. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's not what the word means.
Right.
You know, it's just, that's the standard answer. You know, and they've devalued the word so much, it's not even an insult.
Right. It used to be a very serious thing.
Right. I mean, but, you know, the fact is, they are the most racist people. And people talk about reverse racism. There's no such thing as reverse racism.
Right.
There's racism, period. It doesn't matter whether you're black or you're Asian or you're white or pick a color, you know. It doesn't matter what genre you're in, what gender you are. If you dislike someone or a group of someone's because they belong to a certain race, definition, you're a racist.
Right.
So if you're black and you hate white people because they're white, you're a racist. You just happen to be black.
Right.
You know, it was wrong. It was 200 years ago. There's nobody alive today that was a slave.
Right.
And there's nobody alive today that was a slave owner. You know what I suggest you do? Put that shit to bed.
Right.
You were oppressed. I understand that. So were the Chinese, so were the Irish, so were the Polacks, so were the Italians. And you want to talk about oppressed? Let's go back to the American Indians.
Right.
We stole their land. We killed and raped their women.
Right.
We killed their children. You know, you want to talk about horrible things? Yeah. That's what our ancestors did.
Right.
But you know what? I didn't.
Right, exactly. Yet we're being blamed for it.
No, I don't think we're being blamed for it as much as you've got a lot of people that their parents or grandparents or whomever they grew up with, they destroyed the nuclear family. So whether you're white or black, you know, you don't normally grow up with a mom and a dad in the same household. And like I said, we had morals. We had church. We had an understanding. We took care of people. You know, you could be a Democrat and a Republican and go to lunch and sit down and talk and even talk about politics.
Right.
And just kind of agree to disagree. Like, well, you know, Bob, I don't really think that's true. I think President Eisenhower was doing, you know, you could sit down and talk.
Right.
And everybody kind of was an adult. You know, and now it's like this, you know, everybody's farting fucking rainbows and everything. It's like it doesn't make any sense. It's like,
right.
You know, well, just like the whole the gender thing. They want to do gender studies and stuff in like kindergarten. What is that? Is that brain, that kindergarten brain, able to even
understand
the concept behind it? You know, they don't even know what their junk is at this point, man. Right. You know, they're just kind of like, oh, that's fun when I touch it. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So, and I've told you, heard me about with the bathrooms and stuff like that. I would not feel comfortable if I were a father of a, say, 14-year-old girl or 10-year-old girl, and I've got some, you know, 48-year-old guy standing in her bathroom with her.
Right.
I mean, well, I feel like I'm a girl. No, dude, you're a guy.
Right.
And for all I know, you're a sex offender or a pedophile, and you're in the bathroom with my daughter. That's not okay.
Right.
And why don't go to the bathroom with my 14-year-old daughter? Because I'm not allowed.
Right.
And I told him, you know, if you're confused with what those bathroom signs mean, we change them. We put a picture of a dick on one and a picture of a pussy on the other. And be like, look, man, if your junk look like that, you go in that bathroom. If it doesn't, you ain't supposed to be in there.
I really got to find the little, like, bleep button for our conversations.
Well, yeah, I might get in trouble.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah.
But then the whole thing would just be,
It'd be a channel all in Morse code.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is probably, you should rate this rated R or something. Nobody under the age of, you know, 14 or 15 or something, I don't know.
Right.
Of course, nowadays, quite honestly, I mean, even the video games that they play.
Right.
Like, let's talk about Grand Theft Auto, right? Like,
yeah, there's that.
You can kill cops, run over old ladies, and shoot people. And the language in it, it just doesn't get any worse than that, so, sorry.
Right.
Kids, don't try this at home.
And one of the other things with the media, you had brought up about Trump posting and everything. I don't know if you were informed about this, but they actually closed Trump's Facebook and Twitter. He is not able to post to his pages anymore.
Yeah.
Which has really got to say something when you take the President of the United States and limit the information that he's able to get out.
Well, see, here's your issue, okay? Facebook and Twitter are privately owned companies.
Right, which is where the legality kind of comes
from. Well, yeah, but they chose to be a public platform, you know what I mean, for allow public speaking and stuff like that. So any amount of censorship they would do seems a bit like it should be against the law. But that said, how do you govern a private company?
Right.
So, I think that, I mean, if I own Facebook and I don't want you posting on my platform because when we were in college, my girlfriend cheated on me with you, I just delete your account.
Right.
And you know what you can do about it? A whole lot of nothing.
Right.
This is my company. So it's no different than if, you know, you're the President of the United States and I don't agree with you. Delete. I mean, do I think that's wrong? Sure. You know, the thing that bothers me is we never need fact checkers until people start telling the truth. You know, and then all these supposed fact checkers that are checking the facts, you check them and find out that
it's wrong.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. So, I mean, it bothered me that for the longest time, YouTube, on any video that was out there, it said, the Associated Press has called it for Joe Biden. I'm like, well, that's nice. Except for the Associated Press doesn't elect the president.
Right. Which is the big thing.
You know, and people think you go and you vote in November and it's all over. No. January 6th, that's when it happens.
Right.
That's when they count the electoral, you know, the Electoral College counts everything up and they open up the envelopes and this person, you know. That's when it happens.
Yeah.
So, for the Associated Press, I think number one, the media today should be ashamed of themselves. There's a special place in hell for them. See them when they get there. And for them to just be so bold about lying and being, I don't get, like, they report their opinion like it's the facts.
Right. And it comes to a point where, like, for instance, they made it so that way Trump's not able to post, but then on his account, I forget who it was. It was either his campaign advisor. It was someone who had posted on his account for him saying that he accepted the loss and that Biden won. And it's like, well, now hang on. You're saying that Trump said this, but Trump's not saying this. So it kind of comes in where it's like, but with how much the media lies, how can I trust this? It's not actually from him, so how can I trust this?
How do you know that the tweets supposedly from the president are from the president? You don't know.
And there's that too.
I think that's where the problem is. The American people, a good majority of all of the American people on both sides, feel like they've lost trust in the government. They've lost trust in our elections, that they're fair and that, you know.
Right. So, kind of wrap this all up, since obviously it's pretty late and we're rocking a little over half an hour here. Kind of to wrap this all up, what do you think's to come? And maybe what are the things that could fix this?
Well, that's a tall order. I don't know that I know anything that could fix this.
What's
to come? I mean, if, you know, if Joe Biden is the elected winner and they don't arrest him, or, you know, he doesn't get kicked out by Kamala Harris or whatever, you can look at massive hyperinflation, higher taxes by the big, lower paychecks, a lot of small companies going under, more lockdowns, and any amount of random craziness that you could possibly think of. Massive quantities of gun control and gun bans. That's what's to come.
And so obviously with this, a lot of people are saying that there's probably going to be a civil war.
Well, see, that's where they're wrong, because going to be is the part they're wrong about. Because we've been having a civil war for the past decade. It's just, it hasn't been bullets flying. It's been information. There's been a war on information for the last decade. So, will there be bullets flying? I don't know. I can't tell you whether Americans have gotten to that point. I can tell you a lot of people have said that they're to that point. Right. I can tell you that unless you've actually been to war, you wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Right.
Because when there, you got, you know, fathers and mothers holding their children as they're dying in their arms, and bleeding out. That's just not an America I want to be part of. But, I mean, I guess it happens every day in the streets of Chicago and L.A. And, you know, now they want to make D.C. a state. Like, really?
Right.
That's unconstitutional. I think if we could get politicians to quit wiping their ass with the Constitution and start to follow it, and if we could get some prosecutors and AGs that have the balls to put these people in jail and sanction them for what they've done, I think you could fix it. But I'm going to train for the worst and pray for the best.
Right. All right, well, thank you for having me on the show. Sorry that it took a little chunk out of your time. But
pleasure being on.
Live your life without fear.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hey guys, I really hope you enjoyed the episode and the conversation. If you want to support the podcast, one of the biggest things you can do is leave me a message. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I would really enjoy to be able to hear some of the feedback and ways that I could improve the channel or things that I might have gotten right, or just even some of your comments. And that might spark up a conversation between us where I might be able to bring you in as one of the guests to be able to do one of these conversations. But anyways, with that, I hope that you have a good rest of your day or night. And remember, learn something new every day.